Recently, back in Western Australia, as a guest of Destination Perth, Graham Kemmler was lucky enough to dine at the acclaimed Nobu restaurant at Crown Towers Perth, which is now part of a 60-strong global chain of Japanese fusion restaurants run by Nobu Masahisa and actor Robert De Niro. Graham spoke firstly with restaurant manager Steve Lindecker and then with executive chef Leif Huru.
Well, I'm sitting here at Crown Towers in Perth with Steve Lindecker, who's restaurant manager of Nobu, a famous name in restaurants now. Steve, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 7 years now and 2 years as a restaurant manager.
Okay. And what did you know of Nobu before you came along?
I just knew that it was like an international restaurant with a big brand behind it, and Robert De Niro was part of it. So as soon as I saw the job offer for a bar manager here, I just came along straight away.
You wanted to meet Mr. De Niro?
Yeah, I wanted to. And I did meet him on the first sake ceremony that we did on the first year.
Right. So how would you describe the restaurant, now that you've worked in it, how would you describe it to people who maybe don't know what it's like?
So a lot of people think of us as a premium dining, which is premium but with a casual service. So the staff sort of like are pretty much themselves and really friendly service. And we're also a family style restaurant. So there's a lot of sharing the food together and a lot of family coming, having fun. The restaurant is quite loud as well. So we got music in a lot of Nobu restaurant. There's a lot of DJ playing as well. So it's quite a ambience restaurant with a premium food offering.
Would you say that it's still a Japanese-influenced restaurant?
It's a Japanese-influenced restaurant, but a lot of influence from South America. So a lot of spices, a lot of chili, and some nice citrusy sauce and dressing as well.
It's interesting now, you know, you think of restaurants, they used to be led by Europeans with their famous sauces and everything.
Yeah.
And yet, when we look at the top 50 restaurant list, there's places all around the world that are contributing now to that. Has that sort of influenced you here as well? Scandinavia and other northern Spain, places like that?
For myself as a restaurant manager, I've always been more a bar sort of person, but the style of service at Nobu was more something that I was interested in, which is a really friendly service. And in terms of food offering, it's been influenced by Spanish, all the tapas, sharing. I think the industry is going more about sharing food together and having a good fun together instead of having a fine dining where everybody eats in their own dish.
Yeah, sharing certainly seems to be a growing concept. I don't know that Australians are really all that keen about sharing. I think they like their own plate, you know.
Yeah, but Australians influenced by a lot of immigration as well. So a lot of European coming to Australia, and now I think that's what builds up that sort of food enjoyment of everybody sit around the table and share the food together. Mm. And it's definitely getting more and more popular.
Mm. So is there anything else like it in Perth?
The only thing like it would be the sort of Chinese restaurant where everyone share the food, big platter on the table. But in terms of premium offering and Japanese food, Nobu would probably be the only one.
So would you say this is an occasion restaurant where family groups might come to celebrate?
We got a bit of everything. So we got people who come and celebrate. So we got people who just make it a one-off in a year, come to celebrate birthday, anniversary, wedding, all this kind of sort. And then we also have a lot of business people coming, which is more they bring their good customer around and sort of celebrate deal. But we have some people who come here 3 times a week as well, so it just depending on your budget, you know.
I'm talking with Leif Huru, who is the head chef here at Nobu in Crown in Perth. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Leif.
Hello, hello.
where are you from? Your name intrigues me.
I'm from Norway.
Are you? A lot of interesting culinary excellence coming out of Norway, Scandinavia, where traditionally it might have been Europe, but looks like the world's changing its taste a little bit.
Yeah, lately the Scandinavian food's been very popular. A lot of star restaurants and a lot of good chefs.
Yeah. How long have you been in Australia?
I've been here for 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
At Nobu?
Yeah. So I came here 7 years ago when they opened, just for a short while, and then I went back to Bahamas for a year, and then I've been back here for 5.
Bahamas and Perth are a bit different, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit different. It's warmer there.
Yeah, I bet it is. So what's your training? What type of training have you had in the kitchen?
No, I did culinary school in Norway, apprenticeship, everything there. Worked a few restaurants in Norway. So yeah, that's where I started.
And are you here because of the reputation that you have heard about Nobu?
No, I worked with Nobu in Miami and then Bahamas, and then so basically they sent me around a little bit. But yeah, I fell in love with this place, and I've been here for five continuous years now, so I like it here.
Well, you're nearly an Aussie.
No.
No. So just tell me about the food concept here at Nobu. I guess it's all about fresh produce, etc. But what's your sort of overarching aim when a diner comes in?
Well, we try to follow the Nobu concept that we do all over the world, but we mainly source all our products locally. We try to use as fresh products as possible and use that to our benefit. And every country, people have different tastes, and you have to adapt to what people want. And I think we found a good way to go.
So what surprised you most about the Australian taste working here in Nobu?
People love meat. Here, people think of Nobu as a seafood restaurant, a lot of just raw fish, but we do a lot of meat dishes because Australians, they love their meat, and the quality of the meat is very good here. Also, if you compare to America, everything less salty. When we came here with the recipes from America, we had to adjust everything because people, eat less salt. That was the first impression. Yeah.
Okay, and so you're obviously enjoying cooking for the Australian public. Do you get good feedback?
Yeah, we get good feedback all the time. I think, I believe we're one of the most busy restaurants in Perth, and it never stops. So I think people like what they're getting and they keep coming back.
Mm. How many people in the kitchen?
I have a team of 30 chefs together, and so that's all. We do all the pastry, we have all the section in the kitchen, and the sushi bar, and then we have the teppanyaki tables as well, so all together 30 chefs.
Okay, and as much as possible, you make everything from scratch?
Yeah, we make everything here,
right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so a big occasion dinner. Can you book online and maybe pre-order the sorts of things you'd like to eat, or do you just come in and take your chance as to what's available on the night?
Well, we have function packs, so for big groups you can go online, you choose your menu. But most people, they come, and like the front of house service, they're very well trained. They know the food, so everybody come here, they open the menu, they don't know what to order, but the service will help you. To make a menu for you to your budget, so I think everybody is happy with that.
So are there any dishes here that Australians perhaps may not have understood or wanted to purchase when they first started to come to Nobu, but they eat now? I'm thinking maybe things like sea urchin, or I don't know, what unusual things do you have that you've managed to get Australians to eat?
Well, there is a lot of people that start off, they don't want anything raw, they don't want sashimi, and then we find a way, do halfway, and we find, we educate people to expand their, to try new things all the time. And we have regulars here that when they came here a few years ago, they didn't want to try anything new, and then we do little by little, and now they eat everything. Most people here, they wouldn't eat kangaroo, for example, even though it's a very Australian thing. We have kangaroo on the menu, and it's it's selling a lot. Mm. So people are willing to try new stuff.
Oh, that's good. Well, Life, great to speak with you. Do you think you'll stay here now? What are your longer term plans?
Well, I have a family here now, so I think I stick around for a while.
So you have children here. You have Aussie children, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a good reason to stay. Great to speak with you. Thanks very much, Lev.
Thank you.
And that was Nobu Restaurant Executive Chef Lev Huru. And earlier we heard from restaurant manager Steve Lindecker. Both spoke with Graham Camelot recently at Crown Towers Perth.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.